Masao Suzuki, a professor at Skyline College in San Jose, said he doubts any immigration measure will be passed this year.
There's no evidence that the House Republicans are really willing to compromise. I mean, they even, if you remember, they even went as far as being willing to shut down the government rather than compromise on funding. There was supposed to be a House CIR bill, which was widely thought to be worse than the Senate one, but even that was pulled because all the Republicans who were supposed to be working on it pulled out.
Suzuki criticizes Republicans he calls anti-immigration for failing to offer adequate support for the Comprehensive Immigration Reform, or CIR, but he himself opposes the bill.
It would remove the or end the diversity visa, and this would eliminate about half of all the immigrants coming from Africa. At this time,
the Diversity Immigration Visa Program is a lottery in which immigrants from countries with low immigration rates to the U.S. are awarded permanent residence. Another drawback, the bill also includes increased funding for border control, or as Suzuki calls it, border militarization. With midterm elections approaching and some pundits predicting enough Republican victories to maintain a majority in the House and possibly gain one in the Senate, Suzuki says an immigration compromise could come off the table altogether. Instead, he supports a measure taken by the Obama administration in 2012 that offers a temporary reprieve for undocumented people.
That basically allows undocumented who came here as children to get a stay of deportation for at least 2 years, and in the meantime, have the ability to work, go to school, get a driver's license, etc.
It's called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. Suzuki criticizes the immigration reform bill stalled in Washington for going too far to appease critics.
Here, it's important not to have an attitude of, well, you can never compromise, because I think that's part of life. I think some compromises which fall short of what's needed, like the DACA program or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, can be supported. It's obviously a compromise. It's not a permanent solution. People only have a 2-year stay of deportations. But it doesn't actually make anyone else worse off.
The conversation about immigration reform has taken off over the past several years as conservatives at both the state and national level have introduced bills taking aim at people without documentation.
This effort sort of culminated in the passage of Senate Bill 1070 in Arizona a couple years ago, which would have not only criminalized the undocumented, it would have empowered local police and sheriffs to stop people that they suspected of being undocumented and had state workers check people's immigration status.
Though that was eventually overturned by a court ruling, Suzuki says anti-immigration measures still continue.
And then more recently, the House Republicans voted to defund the ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Ombudsman's office. And the Ombudsman, which there may be something here on campus. I mean, basically, it's an office that's supposed to deal with people's complaints about how the system is being run. And so basically, Republicans say, we don't even want to hear anybody complaining if they were, you know, manhandled when they were arrested or anything like that. We don't even want that.
Though Suzuki points mostly to Republicans as being behind anti-immigration efforts, he's also quick to point out that increased border security started in 1996 under the Clinton administration. And Marisol Marquez, organizer with the group Raices in Tampa, agrees it's not always a partisan issue. The Obama administration has deported more than 2 million people, earning the president the nickname Deporter-in-Chief.
We can be critical of those who are in office. And, you know, the truth is that at this time, why we're pushing for this is because it's not happening. So
the panel discussion also included an analysis of local immigration efforts. Veronica Juarez is an organizer with Tampa-based Students for a Democratic Society. She said an in-state tuition bill that would allow children of undocumented immigrants who have attended a Florida high school to pay the same price for college as their documented peers. The measure has passed the Florida House and, just this week, the Senate Judiciary Committee. But it did so with some changes, including requiring the student to have attended a Florida high school for a full 4 years. It would also not give the student documented resident status. That takes getting a driver's license or even a legitimate job off the table.
While we keep advocating for tuition equity, we want them to pass the bills, but remove the amendments. Because that would really limit the students who could actually attend the university. And because it's not inclusive, it would only give it to certain students, whereas we feel like every student should be, every undocumented student should be able to get in-state tuition.
The in-state tuition effort has the support of many Republicans, including House Speaker Will Weatherford. Some critics, though, worry the bill's passage could hurt Governor Rick Scott's reelection bid because he was originally in favor of tougher immigration laws, but now he supports the current tuition equity bill. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.